You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. A rare side effect of COVID-19 can cause respiratory and heart failure in some young people. Health professionals call it multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children, or MISC. One Northern Michigan family says finding out their young son had it was one of the scariest moments of their lives. IPR's Taylor Wisner has their story.
It was a mother's worst nightmare. Candace Day's four-year-old son was air-vacced to the hospital, with 15 doctors rushing him to the ICU.
Your child yelling, "Mama, help me, I want to go home." Daddy didn't know what to do. You know, he was even terrified. It was one of the scariest moments of our life. When the doctor told us he could have been dead that night. I don't think any mother wants to hear that come out of a doctor's mouth.
It all began with a Halloween gathering that resulted in the family getting COVID. A month after the Manzalona family isolated and recovered, Charlie developed a low fever and a rash. The family doctor prescribed an antibiotic, but it took too long to get filled at the pharmacy. So this mother's instinct kicked in.
That pretty much saved my kid's life because I was so worried about not getting that antibiotic that night that I took him to the ER because I needed the antibiotic.
That's when things spiraled quickly. Tests revealed there was inflammation in his major organs. His kidney, his lungs, his heart were all struggling. They diagnosed him with MISC, a rare condition where children experience a severe inflammatory response that affects two or more organ systems. Doctors are seeing these cases tied to the coronavirus, and they can show up later, like in Charlie's case, over a month after his mild COVID symptoms. After tests at Munson Medical Center, it was clear Charlie needed specialists. So he was flown to Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids. Only a short time after the onset of symptoms, Candace says her son was unconscious on a ventilator, fighting for his life.
Only 3 days, and it looked like a common cold. He only had a fever.
Since then, Charlie had about 10 different medicines pumping through him. He was on the vent for 3 days, but by last Sunday, he was strong enough to breathe on his own. More has been learned about multisystem inflammatory syndrome since the disease was linked to the pandemic. Dr. Eric McGrath is an associate professor of pediatrics at Wayne State University. He treated some of the first MISC patients at Children's Hospital in Detroit. Much like Charlie's case, he says up to half the patients coming in need ICU care immediately.
It was surprising to see them coming in and become so ill.
He's seen how the disease affects kids aged 3 months to 17 years old. Dr. McGrath says almost all of them were extremely healthy before. He says being on the lookout for the onset of symptoms is important.
It's a little subtle in its initial presentation, but because of the severity that can come quickly afterwards, it's important to do those tests.
Doctors in Northern Michigan know what to look for and are monitoring their patients who have a prolonged fever. So far, Charlie is the only patient known to have received hospital care for the illness in Northwest Lower Michigan. And Kalkaska pediatrician Dr. Cynthia Smith says most children have a mild reaction to COVID-19.
But those children who have very persistent fever are acting sick or sicker, have significant rash, are working hard to breathe. Those things we want to be sure we pay attention to and test more aggressively.
Charlie is still at the hospital, but is doing much better, relearning to talk and walk. And when he leaves, he'll still need follow-up care. Candace has had time to reflect on the events that sent her son to the hospital.
I did take my kids to the store, and we did go to Grandma and Grandpa's house. I thought that COVID was overrated, unfortunately, and I had to learn a bad way.
To other families, she warns, mask up and stay home.
You don't want to end up with your child in the ICU. Or your grandparent, your father, anybody regretting your choices.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Taylor Wisner.